Filu kan kulmis v'kan megilta. We weren't sure if the gears is kan kulmis or kol kulmis. The student of pshatim in Rashi. The first pshat of Rashi is kan kulmis in the lashon of tikkun akulmis v'aklaf. He's shama kishet tikneu, that is tikneu lishma. In other words, while he's doing that tikkun, he's saying I'm doing it l'shem this thing. That's according to the first pshat in Rashi. The second pshat in Rashi is kan kolmis is kol akolmis kishu kosev v'kolir kishu nishma kimisha amar kan kan. The sound that it makes sounds like kan kan kan. That's that sound. Now over there also lichura Rabbi Yisai lichura. He's hearing that the sofer is saying he's doing l'shma, and he hears that this is the sound. You know, he doesn't actually see the sofer writing l'shma. So he hears the sofer say l'shma, but he's not seeing him writing it. What he does is hearing him writing it. That's l'chor the two pshatim that we have in Rashi.
But isn't supposed to speak out as he writes in general? You know, he's writing good, so he's saying what
he's writing. So by sefer Torah, there's a din of Amira. It's not clear that there's such a din over here by...
There's a mission that they're writing.
Right.
Right.
I don't know if it needs an Amira mamish. The lashon of Amira doesn't always mean... Amira can be Amira belayv. Amir doesn't always mean Amir Bepeh.
So,
yeah, he's saying it. That's how we know it. We know because he's saying it. But, Hakoponim, it seems like in Rashi that what we're looking for over here is a Lishma, an element of Lishma. Now, that's clearly discussing the Lishma of the Get, which would be something to do with Rabbah. Something to do with Rabbah. It doesn't mean that the Gemara is going like Rabbah right now, because we said even if Rabbah says that you need the Fanai Nechtav because of Asilach Lufe, but what's the Edus of the Asilach Lufe?
Shema.
As we said. Now remember though, in the Ritva it was not necessarily like that. The Ritva was of the opinion that if you're that in Rabbah, so then, the Asilach Lufe is just to say Fanai Nechtav. He might have a totally different pshat on the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai. He could have a totally different pshat. It could be that the Gemara is just saying that I'm hearing the person doing this, and nothing to do with the Shema. And what do I know that the Get is being written? That's Fanai Nechtav. In other words, are we searching for the Lishma here, or are we just searching for the Lefanai Nechtav here? According to the Ritva, all we're searching for is the Lefanai Nechtav. So maybe Kan Kolmis, I'm hearing that, is enough to say Lefanai Nechtav.
What's the lesson of Rebbe Lazar then? Rebbe Lazar says Lishma.
So why does Rebbe Lazar say Lishma? The Ritva addresses that. You look at the Ritva, he says, because from Lishma, I'll know what's called the Get being written. But not because I care about Lishma, really. It's just Lishma is going to be the barometer for what's called the Get being written. But really, the Ritva says, we don't care about Lishma here at all. We don't have to hear the Lishma. They're not looking for. Okay. What? Yes, yeah. The first shot in the Ritva is that we're going like Rabba over here. We're passing like Rabba. Very good. Fine. Now, Tosis here has a question, Rabbi Yisai, that if Kan Kulmis is going to work, so you don't really have to see at all that the Get was written Lishma, so why doesn't Suma work? Why is Suma Pasul Lahavi Get? If you could just listen to the Kol Kulmis, if that's enough, why is Suma Pasul? Says Tosis, it's Loi Dami. This doesn't say exactly why it's Loi Dami. In the Tosis HaRosh, he says because it's Nira that he's Meshaker. It appears that he's lying. That's the way Tosis HaRosh learns. So the Tosis, that's to answer this question. The Yamsha Shloima comes along and he says that the Rambam has another answer to Tosis' Kasha. A different answer to Tosis. Tosis is bothered. You need a pen? Tosis is bothered that why is it that that Suma isn't good? Says the Yamsha Shloima, he has another teretz. Sure, you need? What's the other teretz? Let's look in the Rambam. We gave out the Rambam today. It says the Rambam in the Mara Mekoymus. Zok the Rambam. In Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis. Nechtav Miktsas again the fun of it. Nechtam Kula the fun of. Oy Miktsasay Rishayin Hu Areze. Oy Mefana Nechtam Fana Nechtam. Afilo Nechtabo Lashita Achas Mefanov. Now says the Rambam. Va'afilo Shoma Kol Hakomis Koysev. The chosmu ha'edim b'fanav. Harei ze oimer fanach lefanai nechtam. Interesting Rambam. Let's read the Rambam again. Afilu shama kol ha'komis koisev. The chosmu ha'edim b'fanav. Harei ze oimer fanach lefanai nechtam. says the Yalan Shishlem, if you look very carefully in the Rambam, it appears that this idea of kankulmis, kolkulmis, whatever you're going to call it, works only for the ksiva and not for the ksima. Afilu shoma kolkulmis, the chasmu ha'edim befanav. In other words, the ksiva sa'edim needs a re'iyah. The ksiva sashtar, it's enough to have a shmiya. Why would we be mechalik between the ksiva and the chasima? Because we paskin like Rava. That really what's the eid is for, what's the real eid is for? The chasima. So the chasima's got to be legit. This that we allow you to be made through a shmiya is only on the ksiva. It's only we're talking about the sefer, the ksivas ha-sefer, and all that. That's when we're going to make these leniencies. Because anyway, it's only asi la'chlufe. Therefore, we're going to allow that we're going to use the shmiya. But benegeir to the chsima, you need an actual edus. The fizes says the Yamshel Shleima. The Rambam has a very simple answer to Tosis's kasha. Tosis asks and says, if you could listen, why isn't a suma good enough? What's the answer according to the Rambam? Because you can't see the chsima. And it's not enough to hear for the chsima.
Pashat. It sounds like he's arguing against the Rosh. Because Tosfos says, we really should believe in Buddha because it looks like one.
Right. So he's arguing. Good. In other words, we have a machloik is here between Tosfos and the Rambam. The Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh says the base Shmuel, which we gave out yesterday. They hold that it's going to work even for the chsima. They're not mechalik between ksiva and chsima. This kol kolmas will work for your ksiva. It will work for your chsima. It works for everything. So then why doesn't Suma work? Comes Tosis Arash and says, because it's near Kesheker. The Rambam says differently. He's mechalik between Ksiva and Chasima. Why does the Rambam, where's the Rambam's makar to be mechalik between the two of them? Says the Yamshel Shleima, yes, Tosis is Kasha. So it says, if you can allow Ksiva and Chasima, so why is Suma no good?
What does he say from
Shaka? Ah, good. That's what we're going to talk about right now. Good. But we have your Machlokes, Rambam, and Tosfos. Klar, Dani? Okay. Tosfos holds that it works for both. This kankomas will work for ksiva, work for chasima. Rambam holds it only works for ksiva, not chasima. Where's the Rambam's makar? Says the Yamshel Shleima. The Rambam's makar is the Tosfos is kasha. Tosfos asks, if it works for ksiva, chasima, what's with suma?
Why can't you just say that Tosfos and Tosfos and Rosh are only like Rabba?
The Shaila is, which Avi, I believe, asked, or Yoni, I don't remember which one of you asked. Avi asked. The Shaila is, sorry about that. The Shaila is, why isn't the Rambam hold of Nirik Meshaker? The Yamshel Shlomo says the Rambam's Makar is Tosis Kasha. The Rambam feels he has to be Machalik in Ksiva and Chsima, or else why doesn't Suma work? What do you mean? Tosis Rosh came in and he said, because Nirik is Sheker.
According to the Rambam, doesn't get that.
No, the Rambam is making up a halacha. His halacha is, this Gemara of Kankomas only works for Ksiva and Chasima. Where did Ram know that from? Where did he get it from? Mechatesi. Says the Yamshel Shleima, I'm coming, you could have said like you, but Yamshel Shleima says, Makar is Tosis is Kasha. So I'm saying, okay, but Tosis gave a good answer to Tosis is Kasha. Well, the Ramam Vais Tachos doesn't hold of Tosis is Teretz. What's the reason? So yesterday, Rabbi say, we posed a threat to Tosis's answer. So he says, Nirik is Sheker. We ask the question, hold on a second, is Nirik is Sheker? That's the problem? So you're saying a Suma can't be made because it looks like he's lying? What happens if when he saw the Eidos, he was not a Suma? And now he is a Suma. Do we allow it to work? The Gemara says on Chav Gimel, it works. He walks into Blesdin, blind as a bat, and he says, Befana Nechtav, it's also Nirik is Sheker. Why is that any better? Nirik is Sheker, I have a Gemara, says Kenegan, Nirik is Sheker. This is a question that we asked yesterday. I would like to suggest that the machloikes between the Rambam and Tosis is whether you can deal with this question. Notice the Rambam says, I can't say Nirek Hashekar. You got a Gemara that says that it works. And Tosis somehow is going to finagle out of that Gemara. How does Tosis, how does he finesse his way out of that Gemara? So we said yesterday, perhaps the pshat is as follows. The Mishnah is very interesting, the Mishnah Daf Chav Gimel. What does the Mishnah say? Hakol ksherim lahavias aget, chutz micher eshoite v'katan v'suma, v'akum v'suma. Everyone's kosher to bring the get. Everyone's kosher to be a shliach to bring the get. The Suma's problem is that it can't be a shliach? Or the Suma's problem is that it can't say v'fanachtam v'fanachtam? Acher eshoite v'katan, they can't be the shliach. Because it's Bishlam, Acher Shot of a cotton can't be a Shliach because he doesn't have Das. But Suma, he has Das. He's like, oh, I can't say Fanach to Fanachtam. Okay, but what does that have to do with Acher Shot of a cotton? It can't be a Shliach.
Isn't the Shliach the one that says Fanach
to Fanachtam? You're right, so you got a problem that you can't say Fanach to Fanachtam, but there's no problem with being a Shliach. You're right, so how is this gonna play itself out? Where are you going with that? Good point. Maybe you have Edom Mitzvim Lakaimoy or something, or I don't know what. But why is it written in the Mishnah together with others? So we said that maybe the reason the Chacham, we said Pshat and Tosfos perhaps was, the reason the Chacham impassled was because of Nirakim Meshaker. But what did the Chachamim say? They didn't just say, we don't let you say Edos. Why not? I have Edos to say. We stopped you from being a Shliach. We stopped you from being a Shliach. What would happen if when he became a Shliach, he was not a Suma? So we did couldn't stop him from being a Shliach. Now he became a Suma, so it works. That's the way Tosfos learns. And it's mashma that way in the Lashon of the Mishnah. Fascinating, Rabbi Sai. The Rambam on that Mishnah says something very interesting. I'm reading from you. This is called Kapach Rambam. This is a Rambam which was printed recently. It's a Rambam Pirush Mishnayis. Rambam Pirush Mishnayis is written many years ago. Now it was written in Arabic. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis. Why did he write it in Arabic? Because he lived in Egypt. And he wanted people to be able to write the Mishnah. The Rambam was the very first art scroll illuminated. The Rambam wrote his Pirush in Arabic because he wanted everyone to be able to understand it. Now, being that we don't understand Arabic anymore, so it was translated by somebody into Aramaic. Now, there's someone named Yosef Kapach who years ago did a favor for everyone and he retranslated the Rambam. Because the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayis, is not the Rambam's Ksav Yad. It's not his language. It's a translation. So sometimes there's certain things that the translations are not so simple. So I'm going to read you the Kapach's translation on the Rambam, over there. The Rambam is in the third parak, Akol Sherim Lahavias Aget. Listen to this Lashon of the Rambam. Let's see it is. It's in the third parak or the second parak. No, it's end of the second parak, sorry. Says the Rambam. Amru suma lo yavias haget. It says in the Mishnah, a suma should not bring the get. It's the Mishnah. Kok shem lo yavias haget. Chutz mecher shot v'kalim na'akom en suma. Im haya shliach lo haylacha v'chutz la'aretz v'fi sheni achlo v'farach l'fanen echtam. Im haya shliach lo haylacha, he shouldn't say, What's the Rambam saying over here? What is the Mishnah says? He's not. Akol kshem lahavias aget chutz micher shot of a cotton v'asuma. Can a suma bring the get? So can he be a shliach lahaylacha? No. The Rambam says, im haya shliach lahaylacha, he shouldn't bring the get. What's the Rambam saying?
What's the problem?
Could be a shliach kabbalah. No. Im haya shliach lahaylacha v'chutz la'aretz. Because he can't say Fanach Levanachtam, he shouldn't bring it. The Rambam makes it sound like you can be a Shliach Lailacha. Why? Because the Rambam learns, when the Chachamim passeled the Suma from saying Fanach Levanachtam, did they make him not a Shliach? No! He's a Shliach! He just can't do the Nesina! Because the Nesina is Fanach Levanachtam. But he's a Shliach! If that's the case, they passeled the Nesina, so what difference does it make if he was a Suma when he became a Shliach, or he's a Suma later on? It's all the same thing! Our whole teretz for Nirek and Meshaker in the Tosfos is because we were assuming Chachomim passed the Shlichus. So therefore we could say when it became a Suma, afterwards there's no Psul Shlichus, it can go under the radar. But the Rambam who learns, it's not a Psul Shlichus. Because the Rambam says, Im Hoya Shlich Lo Yeloka, he shouldn't bring the get. Sounds like the Rambam is saying, we're not passing the Shlichus. Therefore the Rambam couldn't say Nirek and Meshaker. That's why the Rambam says a different Pshat in the Gemara. But say, I just did a Cheshvin. But if you follow the steps, it's not so complicated. What's up to Gemara Vayter? Says the Gemara. What?
Saying
it's
from the Lashon of the
Rambam
that it's possible to bring a get, right. But not possible to be a shliach of a get.
The Rambam
is saying
it's possible to bring, right. You can't do the actual Nesinus again. The Nesinus is not. A difference would be as follows. What would be, our boy saying, the following case? A theoretical difference would be as follows. What happens if the Baal writes the get in front of the shliach? And then the shliach becomes blind before he asks him to bring the get. He was never a shliach. He saw b'fanei nechtav, but he wasn't a shliach b'shas that he saw it. He only made him a shliach afterwards. According to Tosis, you cannot. According to Rambam, you can. According to Tosis, you have to be a pikeach b'shas that you made him into a shliach. Because we're saying that the Chacham said you cannot make a shliach if he's a suma. So even though he saw b'fanech t'fanenechtam, but lamaisa, the Chacham said anytime that you're a suma b'shas that you're making a shliach, shlichus isn't good. According to the Rambam, if he saw it, it's not going to be a problem.
In a theoretical case where, let's say, someone would be able to see, meaning if he was a suma when he was being written, then the theoretical case he could see afterwards, then that would be what?
Well, you can't say fanach to fanach them anyway.
No, but I'm saying because he
you mean kan kolmis. That was Tully's question, Karin. What happens if a person has kan kolmis, is a suma when it's written, and he becomes a pikeach afterwards? So now he walks into Bezdin. He wants to say fanach to fanach.
Yeah,
because he can't see because he wasn't a shliach.
He was a shliach in the first place.
Right, he wasn't a shliach in the first place.
He would be a shliach.
No, what? No, when he was a
shliach. Okay, Rabbi, so we're gonna have to work on that. Let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi de Rabashi. I maybe get me Medina Sayyam. I feel who Babayas the Savior of Aliyah, who feel who Baliya the Savior of Babayas. I feel Nichlas Yotze Kolyam Kulai Kosher. So the Gemara says for sure two different cases. What we're going to see in the Rishonim, I don't know if we're going to have time to really go through it, is it three cases or is it two cases? In other words, you have like this. Sefer, this is the Bayas, this is the Aliyah, this is the Bayas. So, who ba'aliyah v'sofer ba'bayis? Or who ba'bayis v'sofer ba'aliyah? Afilu nichnas v'yotze kol yom kula. Does that mean, like, he's going into the other area, or he's going into the other area? Or does it mean that he's going into where he is? Or is it just a third case? Is that, forget about the two cases. There's a bias. And the shliach is coming in and out. Nothing to do with who ba'bayis and who ba'aliyah. What exactly is this third thing that we're talking about? Does it mean that we're still Huba Bayis and Sofer Ba'aliyah, or Huba Aliyah Sofer Bayis? And even if it's Nechlas V'yotze, which either mean going here and here, or going here and here, that seems to be a machlokes, perhaps Rishonim. But either way, the Gemara says, what does it mean? If he's in the Bayis and the Sofer is in the Aliyah, how does that work? Haleka Chazile, he's not seeing him write it. Must be he heard it. So I have a raya that Shama Kankumas Kamagilta works. Now the Gemara is going to examine this statement. Man, who's the one who's going in and out the entire day? If it's the Sefer that's going in and out the entire day. There's a chiddush that nichlas v'yotze. If he's in the bias of the servants, the aliyah it works. So for sure nichlas v'yotze is going to work. How does the Gemara understand what that means? Let's assume it's our case right here. So he's in the bias, servants in the aliyah. So if so far it works, so nichnas v'yotze for sure is going to work, right? If I don't even have to be there at all, it works. If I go in a little bit, is that going to work? For sure.
We're saying going upstairs a little bit.
Going upstairs a little bit. Asks Tosfos, why don't you say that maybe it means even if he's not down there the whole time? Nichlas v'yotze means he's nichlas v'yotze into the bias. It just means, listen, who by bias and serve for Aliyah works. What about if he's not in the bias all the time? Does that also work? That's the chiddush. Afilu nichnas v'yotze the shliach into the bias. That's Tosis's kasha. That's Tosis's teretz. Tosis asks, Hashtu huba bias as Tosis, V'loi boila meima afilu nichnas v'yotze bebias kamar. That maybe it means nichnas v'yotze into this house. In other words, that the shliach is going in and out of the house, and he's not there the whole time. That's an extra chiddush. Why not? The yoytzev and nichnas mashma lemakom sha'asofer koisev. When it says yoytzev and nichnas, it seems like he's going in and out of where the sofer is, not in and out of the house. The sofer's in the aliyah. So if the shliach is in the bayis, you can't say he's nichnas v'yoytzev out of the house. It means, in other words, I would say it like this. If it was this, what should it say? Yoytze v'nichnas. This is nichnas v'yoytze. You're going in and you're going out. You're not going out and going in. So therefore, it's mashma that is nichnas v'yoytze into where the shliach is. That's Tosis's teretz. Comes along the Tosis HaRosh and says the Tosis HaRosh, he says, this is going to depend on how you understand what kan kulmus is. Because if kan kulmus means tikkun hakulmus, says Tzitzit Rosh, then nichlas v'yotze doesn't make any sense. Why not?
You already heard it.
Because how long does tikkun kulmus take? Not very long. How long does it take to prepare? Short amount of time. So how does it say nichlas v'yotze kol hayoyim kuloi? Who cares about kol hayoyim kuloi? Kol hayoyim kuloi is going to be irrelevant to us if it's talking about tikkun hakulmus.
Why does it mean a short time?
What?
It takes a while.
He's assuming tikkun doesn't take that long. I don't know, I never prepared a quill or a paper for, but it doesn't take an entire day.
Parchment, you have to make it from the scratch.
He's saying that this that we're discussing, that nichlas v'yotze kol hayom kulay, is going to depend how you understand what kan kulmus means. If kan kulmus means tikkun haklaf, so then it doesn't make sense kol hayom kulay, because it doesn't take very long. Say better, Binyamin.
Writing the first line.
So how am I? So it's not tickling that. It's ksiva. But how much do you have to write?
One line.
One line takes so long. If it's a whole get, okay, you have to write a get and careful and make sure. Maybe it takes a little. But one line, tzach hakol. What? That what?
Since he's hearing it the whole time, it helps the stomach.
Oh, so I want to pick up on what you only said as follows. That's the kasha we have on the Tosafot Rosh. Binyamin's kasha. Which is, Tosafot Rosh says, listen, if it's only tikkun hakulmus, it doesn't take very long. And one line takes a whole day? One line! Shita achas lishma, shumen etzarech, what he said.
One line
is
only if you're seeing it.
Oh, so good. We're going to get there, right there. The oilum is mamish on the ball today, Rabbi Yisai. I'm going to say it like this. We want to say a pshat is as follows. Tosafot Rosh holds that you can't use only one line. Why not? We said before, Shita Achas. We said Shita Achas only works if you're seeing it. But if you're hearing it, you need an entire thing. What would be the Svara? The Svara is as follows. Why does Shita Achas work according to Tosvis, says Yoni? Why does Shita Achas work according to Tosvis? Mistama the rest. In other words, really you need the whole thing. But if you have the first one, I'll assume that you do the whole thing. Now, how does Kan Kulmus work? Because even though I'm not seeing the Lishma, but I'm assuming it's Lishma, says the Tosis HaRosh, a Svara we're saying, is that Trei Stomi Lo Amrinan. If I don't see the Lishma, then I gotta hear the whole thing. If I'm seeing the Lishma, one line's enough. I see one line, Mistama, he finished. So I'm relying on one Mistama. If I'm seeing it, I'm relying on one Stama. If I'm hearing it, I could also rely on one Stama. I hear the whole thing, Mistama he was Lishma. But to rely on two stomas, that you can't do. No, if he saw the first line. What? If
he's assuming the chasviyotis, so you saw a little.
Right, right. No, no. It's not. It's, you didn't see the whole thing.
But he saw the first line.
Tosafot Rashi says the following thing. He says, if you go like Rashi and Kan Kumas, Nichnas V'yaitza Kol Yom Kula doesn't make any sense. You don't need Kol Yom Kula. Right. If you go with the first pshat of Tikkun Kumas, so then Kol Yom Kula is irrelevant. There's no point in Kol Yom Kula. What do you have to be the whole day for? You just have to be there for the Tikkun. Once you're there for the Tikkun, you're done. So that's why he says that it's much like the other pshat. Oh. The pshat is shitachas also doesn't take the entire day. So what does kol yom kula mean? So we're saying that maybe over here where you're taka relying on the.
You heard the whole thing. Shema tchilasa tzayv. That's why it's better. Kol means you heard the whole thing.
Yeah, so that's what we're saying, that the reason why you need shema tchilasa tzayv is because. You're just listening. When you're listening, you have to hear the whole thing. When you're actually seeing the entire Shita Achas, then you have a Shita Achas, you can rely on a stomach. But yeah, over here. And Lefizera Boisai, that's perhaps why Rab Ashi Omar is not Omar Rab Ashi. We asked the question. Rab Ashi, according to that Pshan Rashi, Rab Ashi's not arguing at all with what Rabbi Elazar said. Rabbi Elazar said Shita Achas. Comes Rab Ashi and he says, that Shita Achas you could hear. So he's not arguing. If it's the same tikkun, he's saying you don't need shitachas, you only need tikkun. But if he's talking about not what, but how, so there's not machlokes. But if you were saying, Rabbi Ashi is saying a different thing, he's saying, now I'm going to need the whole thing, not shitachas. Therefore, Rabbi Ashi says, Rabbi Ashi Omar. He's talking, saying something different than what Rabbi Elazar said.
Yeah, but even according to that, we didn't answer the question of kol yom kula. How long does it take to write get?
Okay, that's already, that's right. Called kol yom kula. Okay. Some people have a hard time writing. Some people used to have a hard time writing. There's some people that still have a hard time writing. Yeah. I don't know. That's not as a kasha. What's Kol Yom Kula? If I still write, Kol Yom Kula means a long time. A long time. I guess it takes a long time. Kanireh. Kanireh. It takes a long time. I mean, they use Stanis Kasha in the Gemara. Nothing to do with anyone. What is Kol Yom? What's he doing the entire day?
I'm saying if we're going to go to the extent of
Kasha
like that, so then ask it on that.
So the answer is that Kol Yom just means a long time. And again, it takes a long time. And Tikkun doesn't take a long time. What can I tell you?
Right.
Yeah.
So we said that if he saw the first line, then he doesn't need to hear the rest, right?
If he saw Mamish the entire first line, right.
Okay.
And Nechlas V'yaisi means he didn't see the entire first line.
But if he's going in and out, then he's not hearing the whole get.
Right.
But that's only if he's going up and down, he is hearing all things.
Right. That would be called the whole thing, because he's going to come back and keep on hearing it. That's the Chiddush. That would be the Chiddush. You're sure you're asking a good kasha, but that's that would be the what we're entertaining as the chiddush. If I keep hearing bits and pieces of the whole thing, I came. The beginning was the shema, the middle was the shema, the end was the shema. That would be the chiddush that we ki'ilu. But we would need the whole thing, what? Because nichnas v'yotze. No. The question is that's exactly his kasha. Why are you saying nichnas v'yotze this way? Make him nichnas v'yotze this way. Kol yom kuloi. So what does that mean? Kol yom kuloi is going in and out. It's sure, but then you don't hear the whole thing. That's cool to hear the whole thing, because I heard, I don't have to hear every single word, but I have to hear the whole, but I have to be kol yom kuloi. Not seeing anything. He's nechlas v'yotze down here. He's not seeing anything. But he's hearing the whole thing in parts. He's hearing the middle, the beginning, the end. Everybody say, the Olam is doing great today. Let's go weiter. But I want the Olam to keep doing great. Right.
So just so that I can be made of Lishma, once I heard that there's a thing of Lishma, why do I now, according to the discussion, need to hear the entire thing? If the whole point of the whole hearing of this thing, so I can now be made on the Lishma,
right.
So I can save upon an outcome, why do I need to hear the whole thing? I heard the Lishma, so that's it. It's over.
That's the stam the question that we have. Why do I ever need more than. I have to be made on the entire Lishma. No, but that's all if you have. If you could rely on the stomach, but over here you can't rely on the stomach because you don't have Shita Achas. I don't have Shita Achas. I'm Nichlas V'yoytze. I didn't get Shita Achas.
Not Mashma. We're disregarding Taisus that we walked into the room where the Sefer is.
No, Tosis is, that's Tosis' question. Why are you saying it's this way? Maybe it's this way. You have to do the cheshman. It's very, very complicated cheshman. Rabbi said, let's go weiter. That's what we have night seder for.
Quick understanding question. If you hear it and then you see the first line, do you need to hear the rest of it?
No. Once you see the first line, you're good. Okay, Zok the Gemara weiter. Says the Gemara, so what's the case? Lo yitzricha, dinafik l'shuka, ve'asa, ma'ur etemine shachrinan, ashkeche, v'amer leikam ashmalon. Sorry. The person that's going in and out is the cipher. So I'm still in the house. I'm there the whole time. The cipher is going in and out. Pshita! Because the cipher is going in and out should be possible. Why? I'm there. I saw the whole thing. Or I heard the whole thing, whatever it is. Says Rashi. Bnei Adam Harbe. Why does Rashi want Bnei Adam Harbe? Well, Bnei Adam Harbe. Sach mention. Stop saying a Sach mention. In the Maaseh, it's Meduik and the Gemara. It's Nafak Leshuka. He went out to the market. Just he went out. Why does it have to be Harbe? Lechoira. Because Rashi, because the next line of Rashi. Rashi says, Ma'aratim Yishachmin Ashkeche Sheshmoy Kishmoy Shazeh. They have the same name. Wow. You know the chances of finding someone with the same name? Very, very slim. I mean, that's, we're gonna really attack Rashi on this. But Rashi says, at least it's in Omokum that there's a lot of people. So they got better chances of finding someone with the same name.
In that hour that he goes out.
Yeah, yeah, it's a wild Kiddush. Yes. There's more. There's more. Listen to this. There's more.
And his wife's the same name, and they're both meeting again. And
there's more. The I'm shooting a sakash over here. Everybody said, we got to finish up.
Well, that's not correct.
The man should be Sakash over here. We're not. Yeah, hold on a second. Are there two Yosef and Shimons in this town that we know of?
Yep.
Yeah, then we would do slush. They have to slush done. We have to write three. Otherwise, there's no two Yosef and Shimon. So what are you worried about? And Plumpty found it. That's, yeah, it's crazy wild. We'll get there. That's one question. The other question is, which is a question that Reb Nochum brings. The Maram Shif. That, well, the Sofer is going to mess up? Are you serious? The Sofer is going to mess up? Reb Bekian. And even Stam Sifra Nadani Migma Gmiri. So there's no chash on the Sofer. So what type of ludicrous chash is this? He's going to find the one guy and this and that, and you're going to tell me that that the Sofer is going to make a batch and give the get and all this other. What's going on? So, the emesis, yeah. No, we'll stay there. So comes along the Shari Shmuas, Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapira Zatzal, and he says the following thing: Avada lechshash is not a real chshash. We're not really chshash. But you have to say the shliach. You have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta l'shma. In order to say Eidos, that's b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam, you have to be able to say it was written in front of me. Was it written in front of you, yes or no? Was it in the Shema, yes or no? Can you say for sure? I'm pretty sure. But did you see it? No, maybe not. If you're not 100,000% positive, you can't say Eidos. You have to have witnessed it. Does Bezdin have a chshash? Bezdin doesn't have a chshash. But I can't say Eidos about it. Now, Rabbeisai, that's all if we're understanding that B'fanei nechta, B'fanei nechtam is an Eidos. But we said in Rashi, based on the Meiri, B'fanei nechtam is it's like a Baldavar. It's not Eidos. So he's saying the way in his mind, it was B'fanei nechta, B'fanei nechtam. There's no chshash over here. There's no real chshash. Nothing wrong with timing that way. Comes along Reb Nochum and Maram Shif, and they say a different teretz. And it's a little bit, and it's a little bit of a stretch, but
he wouldn't have his Medak die.
What?
He wouldn't have his Medak die. What's Medak die? He's 1,000% sure. Even if you say it's if it's not Eidos,
he's 1,000. Yeah, he's not. Yeah.
Why? What do you mean the Baal? If it's the wrong Baal, the Baal might come. Let's say you mix the
Chedah. So then, if he was Medak die, then you would.
He's gonna make sure in his mind he has no. It's beyond a shadow of a doubt. Tully, it's beyond the shadow of a doubt. We're saying, even according to Moshe Shmuel, it's beyond the shadow of a doubt. You just can't say it. That's if it's Eidos. But if it's a Taina, I could say it. I have no doubt that this get was Lishma. There's no doubts. So say it. I can't say Eidos. Eidos has to be that I can testify. I can't say that. But there's no doubt. Regardless. I still can't say the Eidos. So that's if it's Eidos. But if it's not Eidos, so go say it. Comes along with the Maram Shif, and he says a different terence. And Reb Nachum says the same thing. He says, listen, something's fishy going on over here. The guy's supposed to write the get. He's crotching around. He's not writing the get. He's sitting there, and they're going in, going out, going in, going in. All of a sudden, he writes the get. What's going on over here? I smell a fish. I smell a rat or a rotten fish. Is the pshat, says the Maram Shif. In the Chanami, we're not going to be choshesh for Shnei Yosef and Shimon's Birachas. But all of a sudden, he starts writing the get. He comes from town, he starts writing the get. What happened out there? Why is he writing the get? Oh, someone else got him to write the get. Now I'm going to be choshesh for Shnei Yosef and Shimon. Says the Rav Nachum, I'm not choshish that the shlech that the sefer is going to make a mistake. Stam sefer dani migmeg miri sefer. No, they don't. They know lishma. But if I got this fishiness going on over here, there's something that's causing me to make a suffix. Then I can have a suffix on the sefer also. Stam sefer dani means we're not mistapek on alone. There's no chash beetzem. But does that mean that can the chachamim? Because can something else create a suffix on us? Yes.
So what's creating him leaving?
Yeah. This whole thing. This strange thing.
The whole idea that he's leaving is the reason why.
That's what the Maram Shif.
Why can't he take a break and go to the market?
Yeah. I hear. I it's taka. It's a very big chiddush.
Especially if you're able to make it.
Sounds like he's going out too much. I guess. I don't know what to tell you. This is the Maram Shif. And the Reb Nachum, the Ritva here at Boisai has a different mahalach, a totally different pshat in the entire sugya. The Ritva says, "Letzricha gegon nafak l'shuka va'asa." Ma'ode teimin shachmina ashkichei v'amalek soiv legita. Says the Ritva, "V'lav davka gita, lav davka get." Elud in the shtar acher only gerish shavashus. Maybe he was asked them to write something else. The Ritva understands what's happening is as follows. I'm in the bias, the server's in the aliyah. Or the other way around, whatever it is. He goes out, comes back in. I thought he's writing the get now. But guess what? Maybe he's really writing now. Something else. A ksuba. Just a letter. Hey, Geras. Just a letter. Or a document. So I can't say Farach to Farach. It's not true. He wasn't writing the get. He was not writing the get when I thought he was writing the get. What? Right, there's nothing with Shmuck Yishmai, exactly. The Ritva argues on Rashi. So you don't have this crazy coincidence that's going on. Nothing coincidence. The guy left, came back, and he's still going to write the get Lishma. He knows the get has to be Lishma. He's going to write the get later. Right now, he's writing something else. So did you see Mefanei Nechtam, Mefanei Nechtam? Did you hear Mefanei Nechtam, Mefanei Nechtam? No.
Yeah.
Because right now he's writing something else.
Well, I bet she'll still be there.
Maybe he's writing the get now. He's writing something else.
Why don't we always have his chashash? Who says he was writing the get anytime?
Yeah.
Normally you see it. Normally you see it.
Why do you have to say that? Maybe he did.
Who says you see it? We're
talking. Okay, but then you don't have a Havamina. That has to be the Havamina.
No, but only if kids.
That's what Tosha Rosh is. That's what the Ritz was doing.
Only when he goes out. Any time he hears it, who says he was ready to get?
Yeah.
If he started it,
if we heard him say it's the same way, the rest of it was.
I can't hear you.
Leaving. Right now.
I guess he didn't do enough lishma. I guess if we don't have right. No, it's vice the choice. We need that he should be there for the whole thing. That's not enough. That's our question. Why is it not enough? That it's core in the Gemara. That is a. So either he didn't write the Shita Achas originally. He didn't even write the Shita Achas. He was there for the. You have to deal with that. There's a few answers to give to that question. Sure, you can say Chabur on that on Monday if you want.
After he's done that,
he should be. No, what do you mean? Right. We're not talking about the egg going in. Oh, the shlech was in it.
We're not worried about the saver.
Right,
the
right. Yeah, the saver didn't leave. Right.
Why not? Why?
Rabbi Zai, I just want to end with this, Rabbi Zai. That this shot of the ritva is the ritva l'shitasai. I want to explain to you why this is the ritva l'shitasai. According to Rashi, the whole time you're hearing Kan Kulmas, what are you hearing at the same time? Lishma. Because you got to hear it. It's got to be Lishma. Yeah, according to Rashi. The Ritva said we start off the shir. That we're not worried about Lishma at all. It's just a question of did I hear you write it or did I not hear you write it. So do I have to hear the Sefer saying I'm writing this Lishem Ish Isha? No. We're not talking about Lishma at all. Mefana Nechtav is Rava. It's just the words. Mefana Nechtav. I don't have to hear Lishma at all. According to Rava. So therefore, all I have to do is hear that Talmud's writing. But is he writing this get? I don't know, maybe he's writing something else. According to Rashi, you're not going to have any Havamin, he's writing something else, because I have to hear the Lishma. So for sure I'm hearing he's saying that he's writing the get for Reuven ben Shimon and for Leah bas Malka. The Shaila is which Reuven ben Shimon and which Leah bas Malka. Therefore Rashi's got to learn it that way. The Ritva l'shitasai that he learns that the whole Farei Nechtav has nothing to do with Lishma. He can come with a beautiful pshat in our Gemara. The Ritva's doichik is, why does it say another get? It says huidin shar shtaris. It doesn't have to be get. Fine. But be'ikar, in the smooth, in the lumness of the Gemara, the Ritva's a lot smoother. The Ritva the Shitasa can say that. Rashi can never say that. And that's the machlokas Rashi and Ritva.
Wait, but the get could always be different shtaris.
At the end of the day, the
It's not the best. But
at the end of the day, the shliach's not leaving until he gets the get from the sofer. So maybe right
That's Binyamin's question, right?
Right now he's not getting, he's writing the letter.
Right, that's Yoav's Binyamin's question, which we have to deal with. I'd like to leave you a thought on this week's parasha.
I think he wants it.
I said, there's a strange thing which I mamish never got my head around until I was, because Boch gave me mamish a matana. He gave me access to Pinchas Friedman, who's mamish. I feel like is having a tremendous influence on my life. I went to the office of a wealthy man in Manhattan, and he had these svarim piled high all over the place, and he gave me. He said, here, you could have a sefer. He prints the Shvilei Pinchas. He's one of the people that pays for the printing of Shvilei Pinchas. So there's no question about it that the sefer was much more precious than the check. Shvilei Pinchas is a sefer that I've been reading. I've gotten into Pinchas Friedman. I've been doing a lot of it. It's mamish. For me, it's a tremendous awe in breaking open Chumash and what's happening. And this is one of the examples of something which I have had a hard time understanding always. What's going on at Klal Yisrael is in the 49th level of Tumah. We find them on the 49th level of Tumah, and at the same time, they have all these chusim, at the same time, and then they go out and they become on the 49th level of Kedusha. And what was the story of exactly what was happening over here? Like, how did Klal Yisrael, the 49th level of Tumah, still at the same time that they have chusim and Loshinas, Loshanam, Abushim, Shmoisim? What's going on? And he says the following R in the sugya, and I think it's also at the same time instructive for many of us. He says, Klal Yisrael went to the 49th level of Tumah, but it wasn't them. Kadosh Baruch Hu put them there. It wasn't them. And they had to be put there because they had to do something. Something had to happen in this world. There had to be someone who's going to be able to pull out of that. So Hashem put them there. Not, there wasn't their doing that they ended up in the 49th level of Tumah. They, as far as they were concerned, they were okay. All of a sudden, they're slaves, they're trapped, they don't have time to think, they don't have time to breathe, their exposure is totally against their will. Everything that's happening, they're being exposed. And they're slipping, they're sliding, but that's not them. They would make other decisions in their life. But they didn't choose, this is what was put on their plate. This is what was put in front of them. And they were forced into the 49th level of Tumah. Now, what happens when you put those people into an environment that's their choice? They choose their environment. They got out of all of that garbage, and they ended up on the 49th level of Kedusha. That was the process that was happening over here. That was that we speak about the Nitzaitzis. Someone's got to pull the Nitzaitzis out of Mitzrayim, but it means that there was what it means is that someone has got to create a ruach that you could get out of the filth. Show me you could get out of the muck. I'll show you. Someone's deep in the muck and he got out. But Hashem had to put someone there. So there wasn't their choice. And they were there. But they got out. It is in order to show us we can get out of our stuff. But it's in order to show us something else also. A lot of times people have exposures as children or even as young adults that was not their choice. They didn't want that. They didn't want to have that. And it happened to them. And sometimes we almost feel like, okay, I'm resigned to being mediocre. I'm resigned to be like, this is just who I am. But it's a mistake. Because Baruch Hu wants us to get out of that. That's the whole point. He put us there. Don't beat yourself up because when you were younger, this is what happened to you, or this is where you ended up, or this is what you were exposed to. Now our job is to see ourselves as someone who's going to get out of this and be proud of this. Is our mission. We have a mission. Our mission is bring yourself out of the garbage. You know, we're talking about how back in the day in Radin, I said it a few times, I said in Radin, we walked in the street in Radin. So what already was it? It was dirt and a couple of communists. That's what, you know, what were the Yetzer Haras in Radin already? You know, and we think about Radin, wow, they were so holy. They were so holy. But what were the Yetzer? What already did they have in the street in Radin? Right? It was mud and a couple of communists. There was no preetzes in Radin. It didn't exist. There was no preetzes in the world. There were no billboards. There were no advertisements. There were no magazines. Didn't exist magazines. It was nothing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced us into a tumah. He forced us there. Our job is to get out of it. That's our job. And the Or Chaim HaKadosh says something that Mamish is like, it's unbelievable. Or Chaim HaKadosh says, you know, the Yidden and Mitzrayim are in the 49th level of Tumah. And if they would have gotten one more down, they never would have gotten out. But La Sid Lovai, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to put Klal Yisrael in the 50th level of Tumah. And you're going to have to get out of that. How do you do that? When you have Torah. Says the Or Chaim HaKadosh, Yidden Mitzrayim didn't have Torah. They hit 50, they're done, they're lost. We can pull ourselves out of the 50th Dargah of Tumah, Mamish, the Spitz Tumah that exists. And I've heard from big people, Mamish big people, that this generation we're in, we're hitting 50. We are hitting 50 now. The internet is bringing Tumah everywhere, exposure everywhere. It's almost like impossible to get away from it. Unless you pull yourself out. You got to pull yourself out through Torah. But our job is not to look at ourselves as our exposures, what we were, what happened to us. Our job is to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do something. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be successful. Have a good Shabbos.